Dropout Podcasts.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Erotic Book Club podcast, the college humor podcast where we read erotic books and then discuss them. I'm Jessica. I'm here with my co-host.
Hello, I'm Reka.
And we have some wonderful people joining our book club today.
Hi, I'm Katie.
Hi, I'm Malin.
Welcome so much, sexy lady.
Welcome so much.
I feel sexy already.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
I feel sexy.
Good. So this week, the assignment was The Phantom's Liaison. This was written by Lizzie Vega. Real name.
Who knows? Who's to say?
Who knows?
Who's to say?
I know.
And this is book one in the Phantom Liaison series. So we're getting right at the start of this exciting journey. Some characters, if you have not read it, I'll let you know who we'll be talking about. There's Meryl, our lead woman.
Our lead character.
I'm always thinking about what's the movie going to look like.
Yeah.
We have Haley, a neighbor in her building. Jet, another neighbor. Turtle, their landlord. And then, of course, the Phantom.
Whose nickname is Tom.
Phantom.
Phantom.
So let's start it off with the prologue.
Okay.
So we're introduced to the book.
Yeah.
And we meet Turtle, but we realize later that this was years ago. So in the prologue, Turtle is 27. He's in his building with this older woman who he's finding kind of sexy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're looking at a stain up on the wall. And the woman is saying that you can't do anything to the stain. You can't remove it because the spirit of the Phantom is in there. And if you do something, that she's been able to capture it in there. And if you do something to it, it will release the Phantom.
And something a little interesting there, he said, okay, I can't even paint over this stain.
Yes.
And she said, no, you'll break the seal, which to me, it's enforcing the seal. But
yes.
I guess I don't know.
I guess it depends on the kind of paint you're using.
Yeah.
You would have to go to Home Depot.
You'd have to go to Home Depot and ask. That's the thing.
What did we think of the prologue?
I thought it set things up well because it does end in sex.
The prologue?
Yeah.
Do they have sex?
Yes, 100%. He has sex with the old woman. She's like, that took a lot out of me.
You're right.
Now it's time for sex.
Yes.
And they definitely have sex.
But that feels like sex on their own accord because the Phantom has been sealed.
Right, but it's still hot and it's still sex.
You're right.
So I don't understand. Yeah, what is the problem?
There is no problem.
Okay.
You're correct.
I have a quote. It was, the Phantom has made the witch horny. Let you and I talk payment afterwards. And then that is the cliffhanger that the prologue leaves us on.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds like an excuse for a landlord not to do shit around the apartment.
Yeah.
I feel like my landlord would say this.
Turtle. My landlord. Turtle.
So now chapter one, 25 years later, we see Turtle is showing our lead Meryl around the apartment.
Yes.
We get a very odd description of her.
So bizarre. The description is, her skin was the color of mocha, and her mahogany tinted hair was long and naturally corkscrewed. Okay, so sounds like me. And she had soft Caucasian features, except for the lips, which were somewhat wide. Her eyes were startling, wide and subtly tilted upward like a cat's, with rises that were an intriguing mix of green and gray. If only he were 20 years younger.
There you go.
Turtle caught himself thinking, right, I did misread that. So this woman is a brown woman with curly hair, but she has Caucasian features.
Except her lips.
Except her lips, which are wide.
Yeah, not too brown.
Not too brown. She's not too brown. She's still white enough for her to be a fully white woman on the cover of this book. It is a full, fully a white woman on the cover of this book.
Just, if you were nervous at all. It is still a white woman. Don't worry.
In case. And her eyes aren't brown, so please don't shit yourselves. They are a beautiful green or gray. They aren't brown. Dear God, kill us all if her eyes were brown.
So she's walking around the apartment. She sees the stain. She asks about it. He lets her know, please don't do anything to it. It's the one thing about the apartment you can't do. Mm-hmm. We also learn that she is a virgin.
Yes.
That she's from New Orleans. She lived with her grandmother there. They've never, she's never had sex. She's been very sheltered all of her life with her New Orleans grandma.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She's even uncomfortable saying sex. It's not even a thing where she's like, I just haven't met the right person. She is just so uncomfortable with the concept of sex.
Yes, or anybody hitting on her, any guy or anything like that, which makes something that happens a bit later made me think that maybe she is a lesbian, spoiler alert, but then it's rest assured that she's also not a lesbian. So don't worry.
Don't,
we didn't read that kind of book.
She doesn't have brown eyes and she's not gay.
She's in the graduate program at the UCB, not the Upright Citizens Brigade, but UC Berkeley. So she decides right then and there to take the apartment. But of course, what's the first thing that she does?
Oh boy.
Let's take a guess.
I bet I know.
Is it, does she leave the stain as is?
No. What is she that? She's going to paint over it.
Straight to the stain.
Yeah, she.
Like a gal feels inclined to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. They do indicate, though, that she felt compelled to it. It wasn't just, oh, I don't like this, I'm going to paint over it.
Yes.
She has something inside her that she couldn't let go.
There's a little something pulling her.
Here's the thing.
Soda.
If you're this landlord, wouldn't you not sell this apartment?
Listen, but they...
Wouldn't you make it a storage room or something?
Many times they allude to the fact of how badly he wants money from tenants. Like, they'll be like, yeah, such and such horrible thing was happening, but... really wanted the rent money.
I just think this is such a liability. I mean, this is a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the backstory is many people have cycled out of this apartment. Many, many tenants have gone in and out of this apartment, and there's no explanation why.
Well, one woman lived there for like 24 years, Mrs. Stevens.
Yes.
But I don't know why Tom wasn't into her. She was just kind of boring,
I guess.
Oh, I thought the implication was she really enjoyed...
Oh.
Yes, I'm with you. That's what I thought. I thought
with the Phantom.
And his.
Yes.
Well, we'll get to what
I spoiled it.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's okay. Yes. She did enjoy the sex, and so therefore he did not haunt her.
So, now we're in chapter two.
Yeah.
She removes the stain, and she feels compelled. She feels compelled to remove the stain, and then once it's removed, she feels compelled to walk across the hall to meet her, to Haley, her neighbor.
Yes, like a gust of wind like blows up her dress, right?
Yes.
And then she all of a sudden feels possessed.
The wind.
A little bit.
You can imagine the wind going
like
up
a,
her vagina,
like a creepy little, like a little hand, kind of sort of like Super Mario up the pipe.
That is some nasty wind. I don't want to think about the wind though. That way.
Just
a little
a gentle wind, a fingery wind, right up the old vagina. And
very
the butthole.
Beautiful.
Haley has soft hands, older woman, red hair, pixie cut, heavy makeup, and she's wearing a figure-hugging tank top and jeans. And she is a bartender. And Meryl, through her whole description of her, and it's the first person that she sees and is into... this is what made me think that maybe Meryl was gay.
Yes, totally.
And she even said even her armpit is pretty.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, you're interested in her.
Which I'm gay, and I don't think anybody's armpit is pretty. So this lady's very gay. and then we also meet Jet, the hottie who lives in the building as well.
Yeah, Jet Tomlinson or something. What is this? It's some very crazy, like, bubbly letter. You're making up character names.
And
he's bisexual.
Yes.
He really wants
which
to know.
This book has an issue with. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Haley immediately calls Jet a fag. And then it's supposed to be kind of witty banter back and forth, but it's so harsh.
Nope,
and one of the
sense.
First things that our girl Haley says that you're kind of like, oh God, I hope nobody fucks you.
And they do. And they describe him as someone who will have sex with anything. And doing that in tandem with being like he's bisexual, they keep saying he has indiscriminate sexual taste, which is so offensive.
Yes.
Yeah, I do have the quote. He'll hump anything that moves. Man, woman, dog, anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible. Anyway.
But we meet them. We see a bit of Haley and Jet's banter, which may come into play later in the book. Maybe not. And then we also, for the first time, hear the Phantom's point of view in this chapter. So now we're hearing what the Phantom is doing to Meryl and to everyone in the building.
Yeah.
He's very excited to turn this timid virgin into a slutty woman.
Yes.
And he can sense that she has witch's blood.
Yes. That he calls her a little witch all the time.
Yes.
And I guess that's... That's nice.
And I guess that's nice.
A compliment in Phantom culture.
Yeah, in Phantom culture, it's very positive to say.
So the Phantom has her brush her hair. I guess he has the brief introduction. He wants them to meet the people in the building. Then she goes back home, brushes her hair, and then goes over to her neighbor Haley's apartment and knock at the door. And then that's where the chapter leads off.
And this next scene is sex.
Yes, the next scene is sex.
It's a sex scene.
Right. We're getting to our first sex scene,
yes.
So then we can really get into the meat of this book. It takes a while to get to the sex. There's not, for me, enough sex.
There was not. This was 26% of the way through the book.
Yes.
Right.
That's kind of a lot for late.
Which is also how you judge books now, is what the little tab on the book.
Yeah.
I have 60% book left.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely not enough sex.
Yeah. Mm-mm. There was the author is very interested in having like a narrative component. Like this felt very much like she was like, I can't just write straight erotica. There has to be a lot of like metaphor and like story and plot, which I did not need.
I think they thought this was going to be like their 50 Shades. Like there's I would be curious if this was even based off something else the way that 50 Shades is.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So Haley gets a knock on the door. Meryl comes in. And then Haley's kind of confused. She's starting to set up stuff for Meryl. She looks over and Meryl is buck naked.
Buck.
How often have you guys described being naked as buck naked?
We were talking about,
I say butt naked.
I would say butt as well.
I have heard both. I've heard buck wild, buck naked, butt naked.
I think I say buck.
You say buck.
Really?
Buck this is naked. Like a little gradient.
Wow.
I think.
Yeah. Which
I mean,
do you
I
think
don't often
is...
say, I usually will opt for... naked, but if I'm gonna add a descriptor, I think I would say
buck naked.
And is it sexier?
No,
say buck naked.
I think butt is sexier.
I want to see you butt naked.
I want to see your butt naked.
I want to see your butt naked.
I feel like I hear it like applied to like when a kid like is like running around buck naked. Like it's not a sexual descriptor.
It's like a wild like.
It's
come
like,
on.
Whoops, put on your clothes.
Mark,
That's the thing. There's something very like juvenile about it. I was like, this is our first sex scene and this is how we want to describe things. Meryl is naturally hairless without the benefit of wax or razors.
Which is
one
of the first times when you're like, oh, a man. Yes, a man totally.
She's just one of those gals where nothing ever grew down there.
Yeah.
She's eight. She's 8 years old.
And she's buck naked.
running around that little alley.
That's super nasty.
So these two, as described in the book, mash their breasts together, which is someone who has been with a woman. I can never think of like, like we're like pushing our boobies together. It just seems so gross and juvenile to me.
It's a man wrote this.
It's a porn thing, right?
I think it's like, it's done in lesbian porn. So I feel like that's what this man this has
to just smash at him.
Yeah,
I think.
I don't think I've watched enough lesbian porn.
Of, like,
people mash boobs for sure.
Oh man,
I've seen it.
How was it? Was it enjoyable?
Oh, I'm not even thinking of a specific like instance. I feel like it's common.
Is it like a slap or like a schmush?
No, it's like I think it's also while making out and like touching other parts. It's not just
but it
only
does feel
that.
Like strategic like
we're
meeting meeting
in the middle.
I could see
our breasts get in the way.
The only thing between our love
do you
is
happen to have breasts as well?
my
lord.
Puzzle pieces connect.
So the two women begin to finger one another?
Yes. Heavy fingering.
They're
heavy
inserting fingering. Their fingers into their hot slits or something.
Yeah.
She has all sorts of ways to describe a vagina in this book.
But it definitely sounds like the kind of fingering that's like just inserting Yeah.
With no clitoral
not like
stimulation.
Clit stuff, just like
that isn't the way that you guys get off. Just with someone
with
jabbing
dry,
your pussy.
With a dry sandpaper freaking woodpecker.
Yeah. A scratchy nail.
Yeah, scratchy nail.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that too visual?
One of my favorite parts of the book is when the women are about to make love. I forget which one. I think it's Haley. In her mind, you hear, God, thank God I bought the fake leather couch so that like a real leather couch I would never be able to get this juice out of. And honestly, I have had that thought. That not feels, about buying leather, but you gotta put a towel down. If that, it's on the couch.
If it's on the couch. People sit there. You have guests over. That's rude. That is freaking rude.
Yes.
Yes.
That part I was like, maybe this is a woman.
Yeah, but honestly, yeah, that's the one part that's like, that, yeah, like she okay. was thoughtful. Mm-hmm.
What no. if it, like his wife read it and was like, she's you like, gotta add
put
this.
Put a towel down. Put a towel down. Ain't couch. Nobody want their.
And two women, we got double the trouble. Put a towel
that's
down.
A witch's brew.
That's a witch's brew. So boy. They have a short little do it session. Here's a question that popped up. Is it a threesome if the phantom is making her have sex with the other woman?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
You don't think so at all? Not
no,
even a little bit?
Not even a little bit.
Because here's the thing. I don't think either of them are gaining pleasure from the phantom being there. I think the phantom gains pleasure from being there. But yes. I don't think Hallie or Meryl gets... Like, Meryl, I mean, first of all, it's a little fucked. Meryl's being possessed yeah. to have sex
yes,
with Hallie.
Yes, it's extremely yeah. fucked.
So that's not consensual. But I don't think that, like, Hallie finds it. Hallie doesn't know she's being possessed.
Right. Right.
And Meryl isn't quite aware. Right?
She doesn't know what's happening
so.
Yet.
Yes.
I don't think it's a threesome.
And I think for it to be a threesome for me, I think everyone have to be, like, enjoying the threesome.
Yeah. For me, I like to know that I'm in one.
I want to know that I'm there.
I need yeah. to know I'm in one. Yeah. But for me, and something that should have been mentioned way earlier in the book but made a lot of my worries about the book a little better, was in the end it says that the phantom only goes off of your own natural desires.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's something that's, like, deep inside of this coy little virgin, and she's just begging Fanty
she's
to
begging
let it out.
To rub boobies.
Yeah.
So does that change your mind?
That it's a
no,
threesome?
It's still not no. a threesome.
I can't believe no one agrees with me. Okay.
Jessica.
I just think if someone was in my mind, if a physical, there's two right now. Someone is also.
At this point, she doesn't know that there's, she doesn't yeah. know that there, she, what's going on.
And who, yeah, because who's, because also no one is pleasuring, the phantom is getting pleasured, but the phantom isn't pleasuring anybody.
Is that what makes a threesome? I think someone could sit in the corner right now.
Right when someone cuckolding when you
is when you just watch.
Is that a cuckold?
I think this is yeah. a cuckold.
Computer,
is it a cuckold? A Siri, is this a cuckold?
Okay, Google, what is a cuckold?
Is it a cuckold?
Google, what is cuckold?
Honestly, cuckold is such a good word.
Yes, she should call.
Hello, cuckold.
Hello, cuckold.
Hello, cuckold. Cuckold. Respond.
Was when you wanted somebody's wife, or when you wanted like, oh, you're a cuckold. You're taking somebody's. Partner.
I think it has to do with watching.
I don't know.
But I think it is often, yeah, a guy wife. who maybe watches someone else
have sex
with his wife.
Okay.
Well, could a cuckold be a division of a threesome?
No.
Why not?
I think maybe.
If it is sexual.
If it is, it's division like three.
Yes. You know, like I don't think that's a grade A threesome. I just don't. I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
But
grade A
is division.
I think,
yeah,
maybe
I think
it is division.
Man being cuckolded is deriving, you know, like is a submissive yeah. type. Yes. I feel like, yeah, that would be a subset
but
of
I do think,
threesomes.
I do, maybe this is more of a, like a voyeur peeping phantom situation.
I was going to make that joke.
Yes.
Because, this book is smarter than I thought.
Damn. Because if, even in a cuckold, you cuckold? Know that the third person is there. Ideally, they're not yes. just like in a closet,
right.
a proverbial closet, no, like yeah. watching.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put my foot down. Absolutely. This is not a threesome.
Katie
wait,
has
if someone's
put
just sitting in the
Jessica,
corner.
Jessica, Katie
I think
has
you're
put her
I have
down.
Put my foot down.
Because they are part of the sexual experience. You two are getting off more because someone is watching, and they're getting off watching regardless of what they're doing.
Right. I would like to move on because I'm getting pretty heated.
So. This is chapter three.
We're only three chapters in. Okay, so these ladies do it. End of story.
Sex.
Chapter 4. That was a very contentious chapter.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So Now Meryl is wondering exactly what happened, what's going on, why did I just go over and fuck my neighbor?
Who is a woman also.
Who is a woman. And she started to question too, am I gay? And mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be that she was open to things, but then it was a shutdown. Definitely not. Mm-hmm. Which is a bummer.
Yeah, that was a bummer.
Or just at least bi, you know, something.
Be bi.
Be bi. Sex robot, thanks for stopping by. And then it's the first time that she meets Tom. When she's back in the room, Tom presents his true form. And this was sincerely my favorite part of the book. I did
this
love
was the
way
hottest
that Tom
part.
Looked. Tom is this big, it's almost like if the David came to life and had a giant erection and he was made of gold. And I kind of imagine him, he's almost like kind of metallic-y and liquidy too.
Liquidy.
Yeah. I don't know. I like one of those like trapper keepers where you touch the front.
Ew.
And I was like,
oh god.
No, yes. Like one of the Mucinex boogers.
Oh, not
with an erect Mucinex booger.
No, it's not
just
the
like the Mucinex guys.
No, it's like the galaxy. It's swirly. Yeah. It's like it's contained. It's not the Mucinex booger. I would never fuck the Mucinex booger.
Bullshit.
I would never.
No one believes that. Truly, no one.
So we meet Tom. we see him and his beautiful golden dick. He himself says, "Do call me Tom. It's short for Phantom." They add that in it just in case you didn't know as the reader. So this is for readers of all levels.
Yeah.
and he makes her watch him jerk it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which at the time, of course, now we're talking about consent, didn't feel so good. I think they just had to move that. He brings out what you want.
They had to say that because it was like, this is a problem.
I was like, dude.
Isn't this where they say that really fucked up thing, Jess? Where it says it felt only right that, where is it?
Oh, yes. Fair is fair. Yes. He made her do those things to Hallie while he watches. So she was only returning the favor.
No.
The logic of why she stays and watches him jerk off.
So he made you have sex with someone and he watched. Therefore, you owe him watching him have sex.
Yes.
Mm. Makes no sense.
No.
Certainly so
not.
That is, mm-mm. That's fucked. Meryl is very much a...
She's a victim.
She's a victim and she's got... very twisted thinking, and I really, she needs to see a therapist.
I am nervous for Meryl.
I'm very nervous.
And she does, oh, and then he spits out his phantom seed out of his wee-wee.
Yeah, he spits it out. Disgusting, yeah.
He finishes and disappears, and he says, "My work here is done."
Can you imagine if you were with a guy, and he jerked it on your wall, and then said, "My work here is done"?
Honestly, I mean, if it was a one-night stand, I wouldn't mind one bit.
Yeah. Probably. Mm.
"My work here is done." Chapter 5.
Mess. Clean
this.
Get back. Is it cum?
Is it physical though? If he's a phantom, is his cum?
Ooh.
Or is like, it like a
did
wind?
It disappear
or
does it, when he
I
disappeared?
I just thought of it shooting in the air like a river, but in the air. That is so cool to me.
That is so fucking hot.
I don't think it's hot. I think it's beautiful. I'd love to see like fan art of it. If any of you are artists out there and would like to draw Tom the Phantom, did you guys imagine him any other way? I was the David.
I told you what I accidentally
gritty.
I accidentally. I don't. You know how like. Despite how someone could describe someone in a book, you're just like, I already locked them in as this.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Okay, do you know the villain in Princess and the Frog?
Yes.
The big the purple clothes and the top hat, and he looks really slick.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
I imagined it as him.
Hmm. I find Disney characters very sexy. I was very into Jafar.
Oh, certainly.
Especially when Jasmine was in the red outfit.
Jasmine looked very hot in the red outfit.
That is one of the sexiest scenes I've ever seen.
I mean, but it's scary.
Hey, that's love, baby.
Great.
Chapter 5. Meryl is alone. She needs to scrub her soul, her words. This poor girl.
Because she saw a man jerk it, even though she felt she owed him that.
She does say as well, if my grandmother were going through the same thing, she'd know what to do.
If my grandmother saw a phantom jerk it hard in front of her, she would know just what to say.
And this is a virgin without Wi-Fi.
This is the exact moment that
Malin has
this.
Pointed pointed out something very crucial.
She doesn't have Wi-Fi or even a smartphone with a data plan.
That's yes. what yes. she says. This poor virgin without Wi-Fi.
So she literally has never seen, I mean, I don't know what kind of sex education she's getting in Louisiana, but I suspect not great.
Yeah.
And so she's truly never seen any of this before.
Yeah.
She definitely
right.
wouldn't have had a way to like watch porn
not
or anything.
Not on dial-up. No way.
No, too slow. Yes, this is wild. She should be more traumatized, I think.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But totally. It's inside of her.
You're right.
Right.
It's inside us
the
all.
The desire. It's inside us all. And it was being repressed. That made me kind of like Meryl, or at least feel for Meryl.
Yeah.
I think she had a bit going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she goes to the library because she ain't got, you know, no Bebop electronics. And then she comes back and Haley's in the hallway. Turtle's in the hallway. Meryl's in the hallway.
We all in the hallway.
I say it because they're all kind of doing a look at each other.
Yeah,
and these
awkward.
Two are looking awkward sexual tension, and Turtle knows something is up between
He's
these two.
He's seen this before.
He's seen this many times.
He suspects that she's scrubbed her walls and the Phantom is back. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, Turtle is right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, no, I'm good. So so Turtle goes into her room with her. She explains what happened. I scrubbed the wall. The horny ghost came. He's like, yeah, I
blah,
know.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. You know.
And he does.
And Meryl in her herself at this point thinks that her witch blood is able to control Tom a little. Oh, so in the one scene we did forget to mention that Tom says, you can either stay and be my plaything or you can leave.
Like the others.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Meryl, in kind of her first big moment, says, no, I shall do neither. I shall stay and not be your sex thing.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Very powerful.
And she and Tom is like, ha, ha, ha. But then he feels a bit of her power because she does have this witch blood. So see, this lady wrote a lot.
She wrote a lot. There's been one sex scene.
Yeah. Hey. So then Tom comes out and interrupts the conversation. And is like, yeah, Turtle, I'm back. And you were the one who did this to me. And then he takes Turtle into Turtle's room. And I think they have sex.
They do have sex.
Yeah. I think they do have sex. Yes.
It's not described in the book. It's implied. And the next day, Turtle has never looked better.
Yeah. Yes.
Turtle looks good.
Meryl's words. He looks 25 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we now?
Yeah.
What kind of, do you guys think the Turtle and Tom sex was hot?
No. I mean, no, absolutely not.
Just instantly, no.
It wasn't described in any way. It didn't at all do anything to me in my another reading.
Well, but in your mind's eye.
I think even off screen, I wouldn't have found it hot. Turtle is
absolutely
not an appealing person to me.
No, Turtle seems gross.
I think there's something about a hot Adonis and kind of like this, schlubby old man just having little kisses that I like.
I like them like kisses. If it's
touching each other's face and then like and then getting to it. I kind of like them together.
What are the rules of the Phantom like deciding to occupy a body and going out versus like he himself taking like corporeal form and doing Turtle?
That's the thing too, because I think he might have just made him jerk it all
night.
Or he jerked, they both jerked.
And is that a threesome? I don't know.
And is that a threesome?
No, I know. I mean, my huge issue with the book, and I'll say it halfway through, is that we never see sex with this Phantom.
Mm-mm. Yes.
And what a waste.
Isn't that crazy?
Right? I mean,
you just seem jerk it.
And when I hear
it,
like
the sole reason.
Sex ghost, I think he's going to be sleeping
of
with
course.
All of the people.
Yes. And that's how it should be.
And he has otherworldly powers. He can get into crevices that didn't we talk about this last time about like crevices that no one else could get to?
This ghost could find a new, pleasure zone.
Yeah, in your cervix. He could get to your cervix. He could check if your IUD is in there and find your new pleasure zone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, most importantly, like, see how the IUD is doing.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my God. And he's just always erect. I like that about him, too. Mm-hmm. He just shows up and he's fucking, like, hard as a rock.
Yeah, that was
and
nice.
And no one is getting on it.
That's nice. True. There needed to be more boning.
I love depictions.
Simply not enough.
Yeah. Depictions of demons that have erections. They did it in that one movie with Jonah Hill. like the world will end or something like
yes.
Moneyball. And there's like a Moneyball. I did it Moneyball. Okay, turtles never looked hotter. Chapter mm-hmm. six, mm-hmm. He takes him out to lunch, the two ladies, and he gives them the lowdown of what is going on. And Haley does not believe it. Of course, Meryl does because she's seen Tom, but Haley's like, you guys are crazy. No way. And this is when you also find out that, yeah, he finds your sexual nature and then has it come out.
Yeah.
So Haley's a non-believer up until Haley goes back to the house and runs into our boy Jet,
who she like kind of hates.
She
really thinks he's an idiot and like super judges his bisexuality.
She's cruel to him.
Yeah, she's very rude.
She says hate speech every time she sees him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's meant to be flirtation that is written just very poorly?
100%.
Yeah. That was the vibe that I got.
Mean, yeah. I think so. What? I mean, she drops the F-bomb again.
Yeah.
In this interaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's not a nice woman.
Mm-mm-mm.
Haley does refer to Jet's dick, if you didn't know these guys are about to fuck, as this dick of all the dicks in the world.
Yes. Yeah.
That was beautiful.
This dick
and
had a walk into my and he walks in buck naked. So Jet is now possessed mm-hmm. by the Phantom.
Yes.
Goes into Haley's room because the Phantom knows, I guess, Haley's a non-believer. I don't know. He just likes when people fuck. And so he goes into the room and these two go at it with no foreplay whatsoever.
Specifically,
he just slides into her apartment and straight into her pussy.
The quote is, without further ado, that is to say, without any foreplay whatsoever, Jet plunged his entire length into Haley's hot, moist, and tender slice of heaven.
Did it say punched?
Plunge.
Oh, thank God. Oh.
I thought you said
yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's better.
That is so
yes, it's
gross.
It's so gross. But I heard punched, so it's better.
I heard and read punched.
Is that just supposed to be a hot thing? Like, without any foreplay, I was able to just get someone so... But, like, in somebody's mind, in someone's world, is it supposed to be like, I'm so fucking good that just the second she sees me, she's dripping
wet.
And ready to go.
Yeah.
I guess if you're that hot and someone is already wet looking at you, that's really great for you. I just can't imagine any situation.
I feel like that would hurt.
Yes.
Yeah.
It would.
Me personally, ouch.
Yeah.
You know?
Katie's reading?
Ouch.
Like in this book?
Ouch.
Ouch.
Yeah,
definitely.
So then we hop to Meryl's apartment. She hears sounds coming and she just knows, oh my God, it has to be the Phantom controlling two of my neighbors and now they're having sex.
They would never have sex on their own accord.
No one in this building would normally have sex, but because now a sex demon is out, everybody is. So she is compelled by Tom to go over and watch them. And he is like fucking her like a jackrabbit.
Yes.
And Meryl is just watching and Tom's like, yes, watch. Is this a threesome? Is this a foursome?
Okay.
Is Tom also still in Jet's body? And he's able to duplicate himself, go get Meryl and bring her back?
Guys, I'm sorry. I have to say it.
No, please.
I thought that Meryl went to talk to Hallie.
I think she did.
And then she was compelled to go. And then she was like grabbed in by Jet and Tom.
Yes. Oh.
And then the door was locked.
Yes.
She couldn't get out.
She is. And that part was so confusing.
Yes.
Because then it made it sound like later they were surprised that she was there.
Yes. It made it seem really
very,
very gross.
Because if they grab her.
He was possessed.
I think a possessed Jet grabbed her and pulled her into the
room. So if you're possessed mm-hmm. and you grab a third, is it a threesome?
No.
Yes.
No. I think it's a cuckold.
I think it's a cuckold.
I think it's a foursome. Because you get the cuckold
you
count
and the Phantom.
The fact that they didn't know until he was out of Jet's little head that she was there worries me.
Yes.
That to me is no, that's not a threesome. That's non-consensual. She didn't want to be there. That's not a threesome.
She didn't participate in anything.
And Jet did not want to be there, as evidenced by when the Phantom left him.
He immediately gets up and leaves.
He felt very guilty and strange.
Mm-hmm. Because of their awkward relationship.
Right. Yes.
And he was just waking up naked somewhere that he wasn't expecting.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
That's what made it so hard to find any of this hot, I think, is that it's all murky, like consent-wise, and whether any of them even want to be doing it. And it's not totally fixed, I don't think, by the one line of, like, it revealed your desires. That's so, so this is all fine, but it's the experience of reading it still doesn't feel
awesome. To me, it felt rapey.
It
did, for sure.
Yeah. And if it is really trying to get it, like, no, it's just a sexy surprise, it did not hit that note at all.
No, you need characters to immediately be like, okay, like, surprise, but I love it.
It even said that, like, Hallie was, like, walking backwards until it took over. Like, to me, it was like she was trying to get the fuck out of there.
This sex scene was terrible.
Yes.
This was so bad. Mm-hmm. And it took place across multiple chapters, strangely.
It was odd, yes.
And one of the lines that I thought was crazy, once they realize... Sorry. Yeah, this is so confusing. Okay. Jet, still carrying Hallie and still connected to her, steps forward in the direction of the hall and of Meryl, then reaching out a hand.
So around the back.
And Meryl followed it with her eyes with an odd sense of detachment, like it wasn't her arm those long, beautiful fingers were reaching for, with the result that she once again was stunned when Jet grabbed her and, in one abrupt motion, made more impressive by the fact that he was also supporting Hallie's weight, pulled Meryl into the apartment and shut the door after all three of them. So he came
like
while still inserted. And he opened the door like he's answering a FedEx package or whatever. And then come in. Yeah. Closes the door, locks it up, double checks, is still fucking. I read that so many times. It was so confusing.
That's what happened, though.
Yeah. But that's what happened, though. Historically.
Don't you understand?
That's what happened.
That's like literally what happened.
I'm sorry. That's what happened.
I did know that never before have I seen someone orgasm and written out. So it's written, oh, ho, hum, God.
And it looks like it says good because to make God look like it's longer, she puts too many O's instead of too many D's. God.
Like a cereal mascot.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, my God. I've never seen that written out. And for that, I think... is pretty creative.
Yeah, that's pretty creative.
So these guys keep having sex. There was one little hot moment. Let me see if you guys thought the same. Mm-hmm. Where they're like kind of teasing each other. So they do describe how like the penis goes in. He's like slowly putting it in and out, a little peekaboo, and then boom, 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 and then like slow again.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yes. But I don't like when people use the adjective hammering or like slamming, thrusting, thrusting, punching. Yeah, is what I meant to say.
Oh my God, when people are
which again, no one did, but Katie thought.
But Katie thought, and that's important enough to address.
We should keep talking about it.
I don't hate hammering, but it has to be when the time is right.
Like, build up.
We have to earn it.
Violence.
You have to earn your hammer.
Any sort of violent word is going to turn me off.
Yeah.
What about a little spank?
I hate it.
All right. So these two do it. They finish up. The girls bond for a bit about what happened. Now she believes that the possession is real. Hallie does.
Right.
And we're in chapter 10 now. Tom visits Jet. I thought this was a very funny scene. He's basically with them and he's kind of like, I'm a ghost. And then Jet's like, oh yeah, cool. And then he leaves.
Drinking, right? He's drinking.
Yes.
He's at the bottom of his bottle. He's so upset, you know, which is very sad.
Yes.
Incredibly sad. He's like reckoning with the fact that he just maybe assaulted someone or was assaulted himself.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Rushing over that.
But he wasn't at all like, oh my God, a ghost. Or there was no, it was just
he
like,
was relieved. Yeah. He was relieved because he didn't assault
this
someone.
Wasn't me.
Yeah, exactly. Weird to include.
It shows me that they get it enough, but not enough.
No.
So then Meryl is taking a shower. She's trying to wash off what has happened. And she is starting to feel more and more sexual herself now, too.
Yeah.
So she debates masturbating with the shower head. And she's going back and forth whether she should, whether it's right, whether she's gone crazy. I was reading this like, oh my God, just put it on your pussy already. Like, what?
Put it on
deal?
Your pussy.
Have you guys done this?
With a shower head?
Yeah.
No.
I've tried. It's not super great.
Yeah, I don't think, for me, no, I don't think that would do anything.
It was one of the first ways that I masturbated, like right. when I was a kid.
Yeah.
We had just gotten one of those like detachable shower heads too. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When you became, when you got into puberty, your parents were like, it's time for Jessica to get one of these.
I've never had one.
I've only used one at like a hotel. So
you
I've never.
Must.
Should I get, do you have one now?
No. Well, now I just have cake.
Now I know you're, what I'm going to get you for your wedding.
I get nothing but shower heads. It does feel nice because it's like warm too, and yeah. it's like a nice jet. And then you can control the jet. You can work your way up to hammering.
Right. Yeah, the jet has like a little, like, it goes from like little tease to hammer. That's what you can work it up to.
So Tom pops into her mind as she's having this debate. And is trying to get her to do it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's like, do it.
He's like,
masturbate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he sort of emphasizes that idea of like, this is what you really want kind mm-hmm. of thing.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we learn a bit about Tom here too, about like his kind of backstory and his nature.
Yeah.
Do we?
It's basically a moment where they're trying to make Tom like a nice guy.
Oh yeah.
Kind of, my God. And they even say, and Meryl was starting to like him. To like yeah. even make it be like, in oh, case boy. You really super hated him, our protagonist who is manipulated, possessed, and yes. betrayed by this person, this ghost, likes him.
She was also very uncomfortable that he was there. She yes. like put mm-hmm. on a thing and was like really trying to hide her vagina.
And then he's like, I've seen which she calls her problem mound.
Yes.
This is the scene where she
but
calls her vagina.
But don't we all call it that?
When I'm at the OBGYN, I'm like, this is my little problem mound.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many parts of my body that I call that. Problem mounds. Problem mound.
Yeah. Mostly just the
yeah, the sexual
the sex parts. Those are my problem mounds.
But, wait, what was the question that... Doesn't
oh,
he?
So she was uncomfortable with
oh,
him being
yeah.
there.
Yeah, he says, I've seen every type of body before, and you better believe I've seen every inch yes. of yours. And it's like, she's like, I'm
that's
even
supposed
more
to be
uncomfortable.
Leaving?
Yeah, so it's very weird.
Is this the part where he said he likes like all bodies?
Yes.
Yes.
That
yes.
was nice.
that was hilarious. Hold on. It's
there's a speech that he's been with all different kinds of yeah. people and that he doesn't judge.
Okay, he says, if it makes you feel any better, I don't really care about a person's physical traits. In fact, you could say I'm blind to them. I've been with big women and skeletal men, the two genders.
Wow, what a saint.
I've had them wrinkly, hairy, shiny with scars, or bumpy with lesions, the other two genders. I've had them fresh and young, and I've had them weathered with illness or age. I don't care if they have breasts or a penis. Mm. I don't care if they have breasts and a penis. My only requirement is solidity. If a person has that, I don't care about what kind of form they have.
This is my next audition monologue.
Yeah!
Hello, my name is Jessica Ross. I'll be doing
Tom from the Phantom's Liaison.
We're all familiar with that.
Oh, God, this again.
So, is this comedic or dramatic?
Both. Sexual.
Sexual. This is my sexual monologue.
Sexual monologue?
So this is the point, yeah, where we see Tom's not that bad of a guy. He goes away. She does masturbate with the shower head. Then we see Turtle. She runs into Turtle the next day, and he basically makes this weird, just like, it's a living. And then that's the end of the book.
Yes.
And he says he wants to populate the apartment with horny people.
With
horny
sexy people. Yeah. People. Yeah. And they'll just, so that yeah. he'll still make his money, because mm-hmm. that's all he cares about.
Yes.
But then the Phantom will get what he wants, mm-hmm. which is sexy.
And it'll be
people.
Like maybe more ethical.
Yeah.
If would it be crazy to think that the second book is great?
Yes. Yes. Certainly.
Because absolutely. Now we've set up, it was just kind of like this weird setup to then, and now in the next book, you'll get what you thought you were going to get.
Yeah.
A bunch of people in a hotel fucking.
I guess if we were to read the description of the second book and it wasn't like all the reviews were like, there's a ton of sex in here,
yeah.
then this book has failed.
I don't want to read it if there's not a
yeah.
lot of sex.
There's got to be. Let me see if I can.
I didn't join this book club for no sex.
Yeah. I didn't join this book club to dry up like a raisin.
Yeah, exactly.
I wanted to soak like a grape.
In other erotic stuff that y'all have read, what's like how many sex scenes you usually get?
So many. It starts immediately and it keeps going.
And it keeps going to an uncomfortable degree.
Right. Mm-hmm. And eventually your nether regions get turned off by it because it's you're inundated by it. You're just like, whatever.
From reading.
Exactly. You're like, this isn't okay. Another penis, another vagina.
Okay. Okay. I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
Mm-hmm. Is the next one The Phantom's Pursuit?
I hope so.
I have no idea.
It wants me to rate this book before I do it. I'm not. Not
go ahead. What's
I
the
I did
rating?
Not add this one to my Goodreads. Yeah. I don't need people knowing.
My Goodreads. 60% through The Phantom's Liaison.
So, ladies, let's rate this one. Not on Amazon, but on our fluffy white couches. Our little problem mounds. One being a drought. 5 being slide off my chair.
Monsoon
season.
Can I go just because I started talking already?
Yes.
No.
I'd say this was a 1. Dry as can be.
Yeah.
Mm. Not a wetness in the air.
Yeah. No humidity in this book.
Nope.
There's no wetness in the air.
What about you, Jess?
I mean, I just wanted so much more, so I'm a little disappointed. And in moments on my own, thinking about Tom, my version of Tom visiting me, I enjoyed it quite a lot.
So you enjoyed your own own erotica.
The erotica in my mind was at least like a 3 or a 4.
Whoa! She inspired really sexy
erotica. She did
erotica
inspire. In I mean, I just like hearing stories when people say that they have sex with ghosts.
Yeah, me too. Who doesn't?
Definitely love to have sex with a ghost. If you're a ghost watching, please, you have my permission.
DM Jess.
Come into my apartment and make love to me. I just like the idea of it. I think that it's funny and sexy.
Yeah,
which is my style.
You really love this book, then?
No, but this, unfortunately, I mean, I don't even know what I read. I would have to give this.
I don't know what the hell this was.
a 1 as well.
Yeah,
it was a disappointment for sure. Sex wise, I mean, it was nothing
for sure.
I'm also a 1. I did like the first sex scene with Hallie and Meryl. Just isolated, but the whole weird consent thing was awful. I wish it was just kind of similar to the last book with like the step sibling element. I did not need this weird lack of desire to do the thing element. I just wanted them to want to have sex, and then they had sex, and then maybe they could be like, oh, should we have? But in a way, we're like, we both wanted this, because that was kind of a hot sex scene for like a few seconds. And then it just totally went downhill.
Oh, yeah.
Total dry city.
Yeah.
I think there were like maybe pages of like 3 for me, but then overall, like, totally a 1.
Yeah, you were pretty dry.
Yeah, pretty dry.
It was pretty like desert.
Yeah, for all the aforementioned reasons.
Yeah,
right. That makes sense.
I'm sorry, ladies, because I'm trying to get everybody off. I want everyone to have a good time.
It's okay, man. It's okay.
It's hard. It was a waste of time.
This is a giant waste of time, but
so fast to read, though, when they are like, I mean, I don't know how many actual pages it is because we read it in an ebook, but.
Yes, it was only by percentages.
Yeah. And then locations? What are the locations?
I don't
know. LFC?
How we're reading this.
Oh, I don't know.
I did notice that as well.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Library of Congress?
This is in the Library of Congress.
This will last longer than we do. Everyone remember that when we're dead and gone.
This is going to be the next amendment.
The Phantom's Menace. Not Menace.
The Phantom Menace.
I
get why everyone said this is the worst Star Wars.
Yeah.
The sex is so bad.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you all for listening. Of course, you can find this if you're watching this on Dropout. Thank you so much. If you are subscribed to Dropout, you can get on Discord as well, which is our messaging channel where you can message Katie, Reka, myself, anything that you liked about the book
and
if
I'll,
you're
I'll
reading
relay
along.
Information to Malin.
Never talk to Malin again. Anything that you liked about the book, any beautiful fan art that you would like to
we
send.
We would love fan
we
art.
Want to see that phantom come.
Yeah, we want to see that
we
phantom
We all
come.
Want to see that
Please.
Phantom come. Is it little tinier ghosts? I don't know.
Oh,
if you're watching this on CH2, thank you so much. Comment below. below. Let us know what you like, what you didn't like, and we'll do our best to keep being better and better people, because that's all you really can do.
Yeah.
If you are reading along, which is so exciting and we absolutely love, please, our next one, please read Vikings in Space, book one, a Viking
Peace?
I think I wrote that wrong. Oh, A Viking Peace is the longer story. Futuristic sci-fi romance. But the book is called Vikings in Space. You can find it on Amazon for free. Trying to find everything for free. Nobody has to pay anything. We're going to have some hot Vikings doing it in space. Hopefully.
We hope.
Thank you so much, everyone,
for
coming.
Here. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Great.
Feeling sexy.
Katie, say one last sexy thing before we go.
Nice.
Yes.
Malin.
Whoa, lady.
You're welcome.
Well, on that note, enjoy. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This has been a Dropout podcast. For video of today's show, plus more exclusive series, go to dropout.tv.